It is Tuesday, July 2nd, 2013, and from the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. Support for KUAF comes from the Fayetteville Underground, promoting the visual arts in Northwest Arkansas, supporting artists working to the highest standards, and contributing to the advancement of Fayetteville as a destination city for the arts. Information regarding art shows, concerts, and more available at FayettevilleUnderground.com.
Head on Ozarks, the tightrope the town of Eureka Springs sometimes must negotiate when it comes to businesses and residences. Jacqueline Froelich has that story. Plus, Sanjay Gupta, the medical correspondent on CNN, was in Arkansas last week and sat down with Roby Brock to talk about the role of medical journalism and what a change in healthcare may mean for Arkansas.
We also examine what last week's Supreme Court decision regarding the Voting Rights Act means for the state.
First, home sales are up by 10% in Arkansas, according to a report from the Arkansas Realtors Association. The number of homes sold increased by 10% from May of last year to May of this year. Bill Olson, president of the Arkansas Realtors Association, says this is a good thing for buyers.
The market is still really good. Our interest rates are still low. Interest rates are going up. So right now, it's still a very good time to purchase a property because, you know, historically, interest rates have never been this low before.
And what does this mean for people looking to sell their homes?
Your real estate market is local. So, you know, contact a local realtor in your area to come talk about the valuation of your property. Properties in Arkansas historically have not appreciated a great deal as they have in other states. So therefore, we don't see the huge drops in home prices like we do in other areas.
The full report may be found online at ArkansasRealtors.com.
As people in the state begin paying a half cent more in sales tax for the improvement of roadways, highway officials say the new revenue will not completely address their funding needs. Randy Ort, spokesman for the State Highway and Transportation Department, says the increase is expected to provide the department with $230 million in additional yearly revenue.
But that is not a solution. The half-cent sales tax has never been promoted as a solution. It is simply a way for us to address some of our most expensive and our most pressing critical needs right at this time.
The half-cent increase will expire in 10 years. Ort says his department must find additional sources of revenue. Around 80% of highway funding comes from sales of gasoline and diesel, he says, but drivers are consuming less fuel, which is steadily decreasing revenue numbers.
The Fort Smith Fire Department honored one of its own yesterday. Captain Joey Sport received the department's Medal of Valor for putting his own life on the line to rescue a child from a utility shaft at Immaculate Conception Elementary School. Fire Chief Mike Richard says that the shaft was about 30 feet deep with only a roughly 13-inch wide opening at the top.
Captain Sport, he's captain now, had to be lowered by rope in a harness down into that shaft to retrieve the child and then hold that child, secure that child enough that he could be brought back up. The fit was so tight that not the full complement of safety gear that we would normally use for both the child and himself to bring him back up because there just wasn't room for it. So he put himself at great risk to be lowered down that hole to retrieve the child.
Chief Richard says the Medal of Valor is issued to firefighters who go above and beyond the call of duty, generally putting themselves at great personal risk to save people or property. He couldn't remember how many firefighters have been honored with the Medal of Honor, but he guessed fewer than 10 have been honored, as the Medal of Valor program has only been in place for a few years.
We didn't have it before, and we thought that we needed to implement that with some other ceremony procedures that we haven't done in the past. And the first year, we actually went back and picked up some firefighters in previous years that was well documented that deserved it, that might even have retired by now, and made those presentations, and then actually started this procedure moving forward, like I said, about 2-3 years ago.
A committee determines who receives the Medal of Valor, a decision Chief Richard says was given in the case of Captain Sport. Because Sport was being promoted to captain yesterday, Chief Richard says it was an opportune time to award him the medal.
Arkansas's U.S. Senate contingent, along with Congressmen Womack and Crawford, yesterday announced more than $3 million in Federal Aviation Administration grants for safety and operations improvements. The lion's share of the money will go to the Fort Smith Regional Airport, which will receive nearly $2.5 million to continue rehabilitation to the taxiway at the airport.
If you frequent downtown Fayetteville near the University of Arkansas campus, you're probably already used to construction zones, but beginning next week, you can expect more orange construction barrels and detours. The city of Fayetteville announced yesterday Leverett Avenue will be closed between Maple and Cleveland Streets between the work hours of 7 and 5 starting Monday. The closure will allow city crews to replace sidewalks, curb and guttering, and the asphalt overlay. Sidewalks will be upgraded to the current 5-foot city standard. Curbs and guttering are being replaced to improve drainage flow, and the driving surface of the street will be milled and replaced. The work is expected to last 8 weeks.
The 2014 general election is still more than a year away, yet several statewide races are heating up. Yesterday, the Arkansas Attorney General race gained a primary challenge as Leslie Rutledge, a Little Rock attorney, announced her intention to run as a Republican for the office currently held by the term-limited Dustin McDaniel, a Democrat. Rutledge formerly served as legal counsel for the Republican National Committee and for former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. David Sterling, another attorney from North Little Rock, has also announced his plans to run as a Republican for Attorney General. So far, no Democrat has announced candidacy for the office.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals closed out a 6-game homestand at Arvest Ballpark last night. The Nats lost to the Frisco Rough Riders 7-4. The Naturals did win 4 of the 6 games on that homestand. They'll have tonight off, but continue with 6 games on the road beginning tomorrow. That opens up with a 3-game set against the Midland Rockhounds in Texas.
Tonight, mostly clear with lows from 52 in northwest Arkansas to 60 in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow with highs in the mid-80s. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows from 56 in northwest Arkansas to 62 in the Arkansas River Valley.